And we are going to move on. Thank you, Connie. And we are going to move on to item number six, beaver hunting and trapping season. Tom, will you begin by talking to both of those petitions? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. In your booklet, it would be item number six and item number seven, these two petitions that were submitted that are honestly very, very similar, almost identical, asking for, in respect to the conversation around beaver trapping or beaver harvest in the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Both petitions ask for closing beaver take in the Black Hills, also mentioned then moving out onto the prairie, changing it from year-round to a five-month time frame as well. Because they are so similar and identical, Madam Chair, as we spoke a little while ago, I think it would make sense to let the two petitioners provide their justification, reasoning for bringing forward the two very similar petitions, and then I would follow up and give department comments on in general on the topic, but would address both petitions, if I may, and then we can proceed from there. So if that makes sense to you, I guess we would turn it over to Ms. Hilding and Ms. Zandvig to give their justifications or reason for bringing the petition in front of you today.
I think that is a good direction. Let's go that way.
Unmute myself. This is Nancy Hilding. The petitions are not identical. The Isaac Walton petition asks for a slightly different prairie season. But we want Christy to go first. You guys are used to listening to me talk all the time. And Christy is representing the Isaac Walton League. And let her go first. And, you know, whatever she forgets to bring up, then I will bring up. But we're requesting Christy, who you're not used to hearing from, go first. Is that okay?
That is fine. If Christy, is Christy ready?
I believe so. We have a cell phone. I just unmuted it. We're gonna, Christy, is that you?
This is Christy. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. So my name is Christine Sandvik. I am a lifelong Rapid City resident. I have a bachelor's of science in global environmental science and minors in microbiology and geology and geophysics. And for my master's degree, I actually studied stream ecology here in the Black Hills. But today I'm representing the South Dakota Isaac Walton League. I'm a director for the Rapid City chapter, which if you're not familiar with us, we have been working for over 100 years protecting the water in the Black Hills. We recently had our state convention, and at the convention, we talked about beavers, we talked about ecological and water benefits, but we also had a lot of concern about water in the Black Hills, and we heard from some people who were working on a $3 billion plan to pump water from the Owyhee Dam back to the Black Hills. Because right now we have water just running off of the Black Hills and it's disappearing into the Missouri River watershed, and we're just losing it in a time when we actually need the water right here in the Black Hills for our rising population. And after hearing these two sides, the state Isaac Walton League voted to support a full ban on beaver harvest in the Black Hills Fire Protection Agency or Fire Protection Area, which seems to be what you are also looking for. But we wanted an additional five-month season West River so that we could allow that population of beavers to grow back so that we could protect the water that does fall here in the Black Hills. We're doing this because we believe it's really important to protect the water in western South Dakota, West River. And these beavers do it wonderfully. They create natural retention ponds. They limit drainage and runoff. They actually are able to increase groundwater storage and raise the water tables. And then additionally, because the Isaac Walton League is a group of hunters and anglers, we do get better fishing out of having these beavers there because they install these dams that will turn intermittent streams into creeks and streams that flow year-round. So they're creating this habitat, protecting the water, and actually creating wetlands. Now, these are great for all kinds of reasons. They are great for fire mitigation. We have lots of fires in the Black Hills, and areas near these beaver dams don't burn the same way. Also, after a fire, the beaver dam areas are protected, but the adjacent areas will actually recover much faster after fires. So for all of these reasons, we're really wanting to protect the beavers, West River, by having that complete ban on beaver harvest in the Black Hills Fire Protection Agent area, as well as a 5-month shortened season so that we can protect those baby beavers and protect that population here. With that, I want to thank you so much for your consideration of this, and I will move on to the next speakers.
Very good. Thank you, Christine. Nancy, would you like to go next with your petition?
Yes. This is Nancy Hilding. I'm president of Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We have been working on these beaver season since 2020 when we did our first petition. Christine joined us on that back in 2020. And finally, we have the moratorium in the Black Hills. And thank you very much from the bottom of all of our hearts. That's wonderful. Okay, so you guys have already adopted your beaver rule, and Christy and I haven't spoken yet about our suggestion, so I wonder about the process of that. But, Christy raised the, okay, so I'm just going to go over the difference. All of us agree on the moratorium in the Black Hills. The Ikes and Prairie Hills Audubon agree on 5 months West River, and the Ikes want 12 months beaver hunting trapping season, or they accept that East River. And Prairie Hills Audubon wants 5 months everywhere is outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District. So I'm going to very briefly touch on the Western, what's the name of it? The Western Dakota Regional Water Diversion Project, whatever its name is. I'm sorry, Western Dakota Regional Water or something. They've gotten $12 million from the legislature, mostly using federal grants to research and plan building a pipeline that's going to cost between $500 million to $3 billion to suck the water out of Missouri to provide for future drought and water insufficiency in western South Dakota. Now, these are international statistics. What did I do with it? I'm going to read to you here. Here it is. 4.5 billion cubic meters of water internationally all across the globe is lost if there is a 1 meter, that's 3 feet, drop in the water table due to streams and surface water going down. They're entrenching themselves, they're down cutting, and the water table drops 3 feet, you lose 4.5 billion cubic meters. And that happens to be the annual global freshwater consumption. This is worldwide. And what the beavers are doing with their, you know, their engineers working for free, okay, they're not being paid $3 billion. Engineers working for free are raising the water tables all over western South Dakota and storing the water that would otherwise be running down to the Missouri River so we can pay $3 billion to pump it back. You know, this is insane. Okay, now, we know that the beavers compete with the humans for the use of the land next to the rivers and the roads and the fields and the houses. You know, both species want that kind of flat land next to the rivers. So there's conflict going on there. But the beavers historically were all over America, and they were storing this water, which is now the surface water is the ground the surface waters are going down, the water tables are going down, and the water is running down to the streams and to the oceans. So we need the beaver at work doing what God meant them to do, storing water in western South Dakota so we don't have to pay $3 billion to pump it back from the Missouri River. Maybe we have to spend $5 billion, but not $3 billion. So why are we asking for 5 or 6 months of, you used to have, back when the otter was listed as threatened, you used to have a 6 month season East River, which you took away once you unlisted the otter and started an otter hunting season. But for a while we had 6 months East River and 12 months West River. And in my petition, if you look at it, I give you quotes from Melquist and from your endangered species status report on the effect of having a year-round beaver season on otter reintroduction. Here is a quote that's on page 4 of my petition. Of 117 reported river otters killed in South Dakota from 1979 through 2016, 73% were killed incidental to legal trapping activities. A year-round beaver trapping season west of the Missouri River and a focus on non-native trout management in the Black Hills Stream will impair statewide recovery of river otters. That's from your 2018 Threatened and Endangered Status Report. So here's Melquist's 2015 report on reintroducing otters in South Dakota. He says, I do not believe current regulations for harvesting and controlling beaver populations in South Dakota are conducive to the expansion of otters in West River and could hinder the rate of growth in East River. In South Dakota, female otters give birth on approximately the 1st of April. Any lactating female otter trapped and killed will result in the loss of her offspring. To reduce the possibility of trapping female otters with dependent young, beaver trapping season should not extend beyond the 31st of March. The unrestricted 31st of March take of beaver that is currently allowed in West River should be replaced with a harvest season not to extend beyond the 31st of March if South Dakota Game Fish and Parks plans to try and recover otters in that region of the state. Unregulated shooting of beaver should be discouraged or prohibited to avoid accidentally shooting an otter. So we very much want river otter reintroduced in western South Dakota, and to do that, we think you need to stop killing incidentally killing the otter in beaver traps. And there's some statistics somewhere that they got from the eastern part of the United States that says one otter is killed for, I don't know, it's every 10 to 13 or 10 to 16, I forgot what it is, but of beavers trapped. But so when you're out there trapping beaver, you incidentally trap river otters, and that is a hindrance to recovering river otters anyplace. And when you have the river otters as threatened over in eastern South Dakota, you had a 6 month season. So we want a 5 month season. Okay, the beavers start having their babies in May.
Nancy, if you could start wrapping up your testimony, that would be good. If you could wrap it up in the next 3 to 5 minutes, please.
Basically, we think you should be not kill. We think that you should be not killing the beaver 12 months of the year and treating them like a predator varmint, and your goal in life is to get rid of them because they're very important and they're very helpful for water retention, which is a problem West River. And we also very much want otters in western South Dakota, and in order to get them, we need for the 12 months beaver trapping season West River to be gotten rid of. And the river otters have their babies in April, so you have to stop it at the end of March. And when you are like, if you're just thinking about landowners' conflicts, There is a statute that says that if the landowner has a conflict beaver, he can contact Game Fish and Parks and get a permit to kill that beaver 365 days of the year. So you don't need a 12-month beaver trapping season to get rid of conflict beaver, because they just contact Game Fish and Parks. Game Fish and Parks spent, I think, $447,000 last year on beaver animal damage control. So Game Fish and Parks will come out and kill. So you don't need this to deal with conflict beaver. And then the other thing I want to bring out, if you look at your beaver proposal, and you're there talking about the three R's, you're reviewing it, you don't address the fact that the public that does not hunt likes to look at beaver, and they like to look at river otters. And the beaver are kind of tame, and they're not scared of people because they have that pond between you and them, and you can see the beavers, and it's fun to watch the beavers. So watching beavers and otters as non-consumptive wildlife watchers is an important recreational use, and it's not just the hunters that you need to consider. And the beavers put CO2, in their marshes, and that they create CO2 is collected to reduce the threat of climate change. And all right, so I'll shut up. And once again, thank you very much. We've been working on this for 5 years, and finally, thank the Lord, we have a moratorium in Black Hills. And we now need to work on getting otters West River. And another aside, the Melquist best river in western South Dakota for otter reintroduction was the Little White. And if you're all afraid of the otter eating $12 trout that you grew for 2 years and dumped in the streams, you're not stocking the Little White with trout, you're stocking it with walleye. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Madam Chair, I'm going to speak on both petitions in one address, if I may, and I'm going to keep it somewhat brief because the reality is we've addressed a lot as what's been brought forward in both of these petitions today. But before I do that, there's a couple of things that I think that are really important to make you aware and remind you and make the listeners know as well. So a couple of times the fact that this letter that was submitted was not in the public comments that was submitted by Ms. Hilding in respect to beavers and the justification, some of the things that were just read to listeners listening in right now, that letter was received by the agency and that was shared with all of you commissioners. So you all received that last week already, had the opportunity to read it and see the full justifications that Ms. Hilding presented to you in that letter, as well as the second petition that was also sent to all of you in advance, so you had the opportunity to see it and read it for the justification. So I think that's important to clarify for all listeners listening to the conversation here today in these two petitions. Secondly, when we talk about petitions and the request to do something, and in this particular conversation there's been other interests brought into the conversation than just strictly about beaver. We've heard a lot about river otters now, and we've heard about water management and all these things. That's where things become not so easy, right? It's a balance that all of you have to weigh and consider, no different than us as a wildlife and natural resource agency. We have to look at the balance of all these things that are interacting with the topic at hand in the petitions themselves. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. So, first main point to share, number one, just a few minutes ago before you had your public hearing and open forum, as mentioned by Ms. Hilding, you did accept the proposal that our agency brought forward, which does ask for the closing of beaver take, hunting, trapping within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. So number one, you've already taken that step to move forward with a proposal, now obtain public input on that particular proposal that we brought forward to you. So I would say half of what's being asked in these two petitions you've already addressed. Secondly, a lot of conversations about going down to a 5-month period for West River by the one petition and a five-month period for the West River and East River. We've had this conversation before. We've talked about this a couple of times, different commission meetings over the past 2 to 3 years as well. And one of the reasons why we have asked you as the commission to retain that year-round trapping of beaver in western South Dakota and eastern South Dakota is because of depredation that we hear from landowners, municipalities, counties, because of roads, other infrastructure, things like that. For example, 2024, as an agency, we received 464 requests for service because of beaver damage slash depredation that was happening across the entire state of South Dakota. That resulted in just a little over 1,300 beavers taken through our efforts with our wildlife damage specialists. I bring that up to just articulate and show this is a serious matter that our agency addresses year in and year out. We've been doing this for quite some time. When you look at beaver harvest over the last 10 years and the number of harvests that come in from our sportsmen and women out there, those numbers would not indicate that populations are going down. So we get requests for service on an annual basis to help address infrastructure, agricultural, property damage issues on a regular basis. And we spend a lot of time and effort and resources as an agency to go address them across the state. I will be very upfront also that those requests typically come from the Prairie of West River, South Dakota, and the Prairie of East River, South Dakota, not the Black Hills. And so those are very, very minimal in comparison to what we do receive out on the prairie in eastern and western South Dakota. So when we look at those items and the fact that you have already addressed the fact of closing down the take of beaver in the Black Hills, our recommendation would be to deny both of these petitions. We'll continue through the process of public input through the rule promulgation process through an official public hearing on the closure in the Black Hills Fire Protection District, making sure to make the proper reference to the boundary of Black Hills Fire Protection District in rule, and retain the year-round beaver allowance of take in the Western Prairie and Eastern Prairie part of the state for the reasons I just stated to you. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to turn it back over to you and the Commission for any questions you may have, but that would be our recommendation on these two petitions.
Thank you, Director Krishman. Any questions from the Commission? Comments from the Commission on what we've heard from the department or either of the petitioners? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White here. I think as we listen to the two different people that were bringing alternative, slightly alternative proposals to our attention today, 95% of it, I think, was addressed in what you already had brought to us, and I feel very comfortable that we're addressing the issue in the best interest of our total project that we have to acknowledge each year. So I would very much be in favor of us adopting your proposal.
Any other comments from the commission? And just to clarify, the proposal has already been adopted, so we've done that. So now we will need to decide on movement of both of these petitions independently.
Madam Chair, again, Tom Kirschman, I would recommend, just because there are two petitions, that you take action individually for each petition.
Correct. Very good.
I'll move that we deny the first petition.
Yep, 240.
Number 240, that was the one brought forward by Ms. Hilding.
So we have a motion on the table to deny petition 240.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that denial motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So that petition is now denied. We will move on to petition number 241. Move to deny by Commissioner Bartling. Seconded by Commissioner White. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That petition is also denied.
Madam Chair, this evening we will work on draft resolutions for you as a commission then to take action on tomorrow at the meeting tomorrow morning for resolutions for these two denial votes.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. And thank you to those that brought petitions for the commission to consider this month. And with that, we are to finalizations. I think what